This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now the day of his death, Abdurrahman ibn Abi Bakr radiallahu anhu, radiallahu anhuma, the brother of Aisha radiallahu anha, he came in and he had a siwak. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know how he used to like using the siwak. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha knew her husband. And she took this siwak, or she asked the Prophet ﷺ, would you like this siwak? He said, he nodded. So she took the siwak from her brother and she bit off the end to soften it. And then she gave it to the Prophet ﷺ. She said, by Allah, I never saw him. He always used to clean his teeth in an amazing manner. But this time it was as if he was preparing to meet his Lord. And then he's cleaning his teeth in that way. And she used to boast about it afterwards. She said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combined between my saliva and his saliva sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just at the time of death. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, later on she says that she heard him say, Ar-Rafiqul A'la, the companionship of the high ones. And then she said at that time, she remembered the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ earlier on. He had said that no prophet falls sick except that he's given the choice between this world and the hereafter. Oh, sorry, between the companionship of the low people in this world and the companionship of the high ones. And I knew that he had now made his choice. With that, the Prophet ﷺ then said, Ala inna lil mawti sakarat. He said, he felt some pain and he said, indeed, death has its pangs. And he closed his eyes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left us this world. And Medina fell into panic. Medina fell into panic. You can imagine, okay, imagine the very sun whose light came up and he, through Allah's will, guided them from the darknesses of kufr and shirk, from the worship of idol, wood and stone, to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the servitude of other human beings, from the servitude of idol, idolatry, to the servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from darknesses of injustice and kufr and shirk, to the light of Islam and justice and tawheed. This person whom they sacrificed, they were willing to sacrifice their lives. Indeed, many people from among them had sacrificed their lives. When Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was beaten and beaten and beaten until he was unconscious. When he regained consciousness, what is the first thing he said? How is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is the kind of people we are talking about. This is the kind of people whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was placed among. They loved him so dearly. There was a woman who's walking back from the battlefield. She is told that your husband has died. She says, how is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? She continues walking. She is told, your father has died. She says, how is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She continues walking. She is then told, your son has died. Your brother has died. She said, how is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is the people that we're talking about. We're talking about a people that could not imagine life without this person sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person who came to them from Makkah to Medina, a person who went through the trials and tribulation that they also faced, a person who was the undisputed head of the Arabian Peninsula at the time of his life. But when people came, they couldn't tell the difference between him and anybody else in the way that he behaved, in the way he dressed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The same person who went up, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu walked into his room, and he saw nothing but a jug of water and a coarse mat. Nothing else. And he began to cry. The Prophet ﷺ turned over. He saw the marks of this coarse
mat on the shoulder of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He began to cry. He said, Ya Rasul, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what makes you cry, O Umar? He said, Ya Rasulullah, the emperors of Rome and Persia, even though the shirk that they commit, look what they have, and you are the messenger of Allah. And look what you have done. The Prophet ﷺ got angry and said, Ya Umar, are you not satisfied that for them is this world and for us is the hereafter? This was the person, the love that they had for the Prophet ﷺ. They used to say, Ya Rasulullah, may my parents be sacrificed for you. They fought their families for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alongside the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you can imagine the state of Medina at this time. Imagine you've lived through this. You've lived through this whole escapade from worshipping, you know, idols. And then you come through, you're witnessing the most golden era that history has ever seen. And then the sun falls. And then the sun sets. Right in front of your very eyes. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who was outside of Medina at the time, and he had gone to visit some of his family. He came back. He heard the news. He came back. He went straight to his daughter's house, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And he saw Aisha. He lifted her veil and he saw her crying. Radiallahu ta'ala anha. And then he went to the side and he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's body. He lifted the shroud from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face and he kissed the blessed. He kissed the face of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, how beautiful you are, both when you were alive and now that you have died. And then he went to the masjid. And he saw Umar radiallahu anhu. Can you imagine? Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He caused a commotion. He couldn't believe that this person had passed away from among them. His best friend, his companion, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so he said that whoever says Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has died, I will chop off his head. I will kill him. How can you say such a thing? He's going to come back. He's going to come back. He went to Allah like Musa alayhi salam went and he will come back. He could not believe it. He could not believe it. So when he did this, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr, the soft one, the one who was so gentle, he said to Umar, Ala rifqika Umar, calm down. Calm down. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar ignored him. Abu Bakr stood up. And he said those words. He said those words that really made it hit everybody. He said, and at that time when they saw Abu Bakr, they left Umar and they came to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he said, Man kana minkum. Man kana minkum ya'budu Muhammadan. فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا قَدْ مَاتْ وَمَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ. He said that whoever among you used to worship Muhammad, then let him know that Muhammad has died. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whoever among you used to worship Allah, then let him know that Allah is ever living and he never dies. And this, my dear brothers and sisters, at this Umar radiallahu anhu, he fell down. And later on he commented, he said that it was as if my feet had been swept from below me. In other words, the truth of what Abu Bakr had said at that point had hit me. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he recited this ayah, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرَّسُولِ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. Then Muhammad is but a messenger. And messengers have passed away before him. If he dies or is killed, will you then turn about on your heels?